Hey, my friend, welcome back to the show. I'm really excited today for you to hear this conversation with Jamie Shibley. She's the CEO of The Expressory, a strategic gifting agency that believes that the key to accelerating your business and growth and profitability in a post-COVID era will really depend on your ability to deepen your personal connections and relationships with your audience, your community, with your customers. Now, I love this concept because 20 or so years ago, I'd been coached on doing this exact same thing. And I really built a solid 8 to 9 year track record of doing exactly what she's saying. What I found most fascinating is the way she thinks about it today, and again, a post-COVID era, and some of the reasons why it's so imperative that you and I as entrepreneurs really take this message to heart. I want you to pay attention to this because wherever you are in business, small, medium, large, I think there's some true value in understanding the problems that we face in customer engagement and building lifetime value in each and every relationship with our customers. I hope you enjoy it. This is the Mindshift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Darrell Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. Well, hey, Jamie, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited. Where are you joining us from today?
I am in Wisconsin. It's sunny here today.
Sunny? Okay. Yeah. Is it dry as well?
Mostly, yes.
Mostly dry. Okay. Yep. Okay. I had a friend who was just in a neighboring state, and he was at a cool 75 here over in Vegas. We caught a couple days of cool, but we've been north of 110 for several weeks.
Yes. Yes. Insane. I'm heading into Phoenix this weekend. So, okay. Yeah.
Fun. The heat will be back. So Anyway, Jamie, you and I got a chance to meet each other through a boot camp, if you will, an online virtual boot camp. And we ended up striking up a conversation to have a call after that. And I think it was so interesting because the work that you do and how you really work to engage with businesses, to really show them how to engage deeper in deeper relationships and more meaningful relationships with their customers. I had mentioned to you that some 20 years ago, I had been introduced to this concept and I haven't had anyone talk to me about it. I hadn't even thought about it. In fact, my own behavior, I'd mentioned to you that I stopped doing the very thing that you talk a lot about. So I'm super excited to dive into this, but why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about what you do, tell them who your company is, and let's unpack it a little bit.
Thank you. I am the CEO of The Expressory, and we are a strategic engagement agency. So we help businesses cultivate more meaningful and lasting relationships to help boost their bottom line. And I think what's really important is that it helps contribute to societal well-being, which, you know, these days is becoming more and more important. So
interesting. 20 years ago, I was in another industry, owned a different business. And at the end of every transaction, we sent out a gift. It was sometimes it was a cookie basket, like a cookie bouquet.
Sure.
In fact, I want to say the company might've been called Cookie Bouquets. It might've been called that simple. And we went all the way to where we worked with Harry and David, not worked with them personally, but we used to do a lot of business with Harry and David. And it's just interesting how we went to this digital world. And I know you've got some thoughts on this, but what has changed in, like, everyone knows and believes that our existing customers are worth way more to us than chasing new customers, although new customer acquisition is important. But it seems like something's changed in the last 10 to 12 years, at least in my perspective, and you kind of brought this to my attention, that we've sort of lost touch with true customer engagement and true relationship development. But share some of your thoughts on this.
What comes to mind is, I think part of what happened is technology, right? There's just so many advancements. And it helped us in the way that we can speak to the masses now, right? We can be global. We have how many thousands of followers? And that felt good to a lot of us because so many more people can know us. But what that created then internally is there's a lot more for us to manage now, right? So as the leaders of our business, I have to do all this stuff that maybe back in the day, owning a business when the internet didn't exist, we didn't have as many hats. I don't know. But how we've lost sight of all of the actual human to human relationship building that built our grandparents' businesses, right? Because that was all they relied on. And I get it. I think we all understand why we're here is because we have so much more to do. But the other thing that happened is, and COVID made this very clear, is that the more digital we become, we're very surface. We like to be behind the screen now, right? More, a lot of people more than out and about. And it's causing us to not be able to relate to one another as well anymore, right? I don't know, my children are still in high school. And if you watch some of the younger generations in customer service experiences and things like this, it's weird, right? Because they can't carry a conversation the same way the rest of us knew at that age. So there's something happening there, right?
Yeah.
We're disconnected.
Yeah. And we see it, right? I've got, to your point, my youngest is just out of high school, just got to college, and her brothers are 6 and 12 years older. They're all 6 years apart, go figure. But you can see the distinction in just behavior, right? And so time evolves. Like we're not appreciative of the evolution of technology, but it has changed interaction and behavior. I'm going to even speak to myself. So as a digital marketing agency here in Las Vegas, we did have a full service office. We had two offices. In fact, we had one, then we upgraded, went to a bigger office. We had a full service production, video production business. At one point, people came to the office for almost every meeting. And we did start doing online meetings around 2015-16, which was about 4 or 5 years into the agency. And it was not right at COVID. But now since COVID, we have no office. I have a 100% virtual team. Not only do I have a 100% virtual team, but even before then, I didn't have a 100% virtual team, and I didn't have anybody abroad other than on a project basis.
Right.
Now, half my team is abroad. So what is the risks that we face today in all of the beauty that is technology and the evolution of a technology such as virtual meetings, whether it's Teams, Google Meet, Zoom, what have you? What is the real risk that we face as from a business perspective? Because you speak a lot about this idea of deepening the relationship with your customers, and you have a phrase on your website about creating emotional loyalty. What are we really risking here? And maybe what are we not aware of that we really need to start paying attention to?
Well, I think for sure it's that lack of emotional loyalty. So I don't know if you've heard the terms before. There's behavioral loyalty, which is I go to this grocery store and this gas station because it's on my way home. And emotional loyalty is I do business with you because I love you. And so I think the risk is who's loyal to anyone anymore, right? I mean, in the age of the internet, and when we have access to more information than we'll ever have time to consume, people can replace us in a heartbeat. And as far as business is concerned, before COVID, HubSpot released a stat that said the average business owner is losing 20% of their business every year, 20% of their existing database, simply by failing to connect, because we forget to actually reach out and engage. And maybe forget isn't the right word. We're too busy for it, right?
Yeah.
20% gone every year. So that was before COVID. Imagine now.
You just brought something to mind. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for my thinking to interrupt your thought, but you triggered something in me. So when you talk about that 20% erosion, that's massive. Number one, are we talking about erosion from the customer database or what we would call an unsold database, or are we talking about all of it? Meaning
it's all of it.
The relational gap is happening across the board in our businesses, and we're probably not even aware of it.
Right. That.
Interesting. I like what you said about the idea of behavioral, meaning I go here because like that, I can resonate that. I go to this one shopping store in my neighborhood because it's here. I'm not driving out of the way to go to the one that might have more sales or what have you. It's right here. If I moved up the street about a mile and a half, I'd shop at the other one.
Right.
But I'm not going 2.5 miles just to go get the other store.
Yeah.
But then you talked about this emotional, and I think that's really where it's at, right? To a certain degree, are we missing the opportunity from a top of mind awareness standpoint? Would you think of it as top of mind awareness, meaning someone came into our world to engage with us in one way or another, and then they disappeared to go on and do their other thing, and we as a business maybe took for granted that that one touch point was enough for them to think of us as the provider of choice or the brand that they should remember? What do you see that's changed that's causing this erosion?
Well, I think that's a big piece of it. But I think it is just one piece. When you think about the other, like the way, have you heard like our children and our study habits, like they can multitask differently than we ever could? Like, I don't know, my daughter can have a video running, she can be drawing, and she can still have her phone. And it's baffling. And they study with music on, or, you know, I mean, it's rewiring our brains. Mm-hmm. So if you know this, right, if you know that this is true, how about, have you also experienced, you pick up your phone to do something, but you immediately forget why you did that because, oh, there's a message on there, right? Like we are so, focus is a problem, right? And so combine these things with trying to get your message through, trying to stay top of mind, right? Where are we in this as the brands, right? If we are not careful and if we are not so emotionally connected to them, they're not going to leave us because they just love us. And it's not to say that once you develop this love in the relationship that they still won't leave, but that's why you have to have some consistency on maintaining that true relationship.
So what do we do? And I'm with you, right? So I believe from my standpoint, like you call yourself a relationship marketing expert. And I love that that's the niche component. If I were to figure out where that fits, like in my grand scheme of my agency's framework, and it's really just my growth framework, the way I teach it and the way I've used it, is we have a 6-step framework. And what you're talking about is step 5. And I think what you're talking about is step 5, although I think you fit into step 2 and 3 as well. Because when we talk about this idea of step 2 in my world is how do we get someone who's a perfect stranger to come into your world, right? Yeah. Kind of raise their hand and show interest in what you do. Step 3 in my world is how do we get them to actually become a customer? And what does that relationship look like? Mm-hmm. Obviously through digital. Number 5 is increasing the lifetime value of a customer. And that doesn't happen simply because you keep sending them offers to buy more stuff. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. So here's what we teach. In today's world, I mean, we've all as business owners been taught this know, like, and trust, right? People need to know, like, and trust us. And what I've been saying is that technology did us a favor at the know level because we can speak to the masses. But when it comes to building like and trust, how are you going to do that when your messages aren't getting through the way they once were? And when we are so societally disconnected, the Surgeon General released a report earlier this year that said we are living in an epidemic of loneliness. One out of two of us feels alone. Okay, so we've got a lot of stuff going on because we have become so isolated. Okay, so our challenge as business owners is to now figure out new ways to build that like and trust so that they convert faster and they stay longer and they tell others, right? And so what I believe has to shift comes from there was a social psychologist who studied what makes relationships lasting and what makes others fizzle out. And the lasting relationships had 3 things in common. And so he says, in order for a long-lasting relationship, people need to know you understand them, they need to feel you validate them, and they need to feel you care. And I think it's that validation and care that we are really lacking in business these days. So wow. You can have all your digital marketing, all of our, you know, our campaigns and everything like that to help people see, hey, I understand you. I know this is your pain point. But then what are we doing to really show people, I see you, I see where you're at, what you're going through, I feel it. And by the way, I really care.
I love that.
And I don't think it's just a one and done. This is something we're going to have to continue to show people. Yeah, go ahead. All your thoughts.
No, it's not all my thoughts. It just is so funny because when you said validate, I use a phrase in the work that we do, and we say it's important to meet them where they are.
Yeah.
And in order to meet them where they are, we must have a level of empathy for where they are, not from what we would like them to do with us. And that, to me, when I heard validate and care, and the first thing that went through my mind was the I see you piece of the script in Avatar. That's the first thing that went through my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
So whether the first one or the second one, there's a phrase and it's a moment of understanding. They say that phrase is a moment of understanding. At least that's the way I take it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of when you said that. So I actually would love to hear the understanding, empathy, right? That's to me, understanding is different than feeling for where they are, right? Understanding is trying to sit in the seat of that person, right? That's what, to me, that's what true empathy is. And it takes work, right? It takes to validate, though. Talk a little bit about the validation piece and the caring piece. How do we do that today in this digitally disconnected sort of world? Digitally connected, but emotionally disconnected.
Yes, very much. This is great. Great, great words. I love it. This is where the whole, to me, gifting thing comes back in. And I don't mean gifting as in, let me give you tchotchkes, right? This is where giving, like the what you give, the stories you tell when you give it is what's important. And gifts can simply be your words. I interviewed a guy in business once and I said, you know, what was the greatest gift you've been given or the most meaningful? And he said he'll never forget his high school coach told him, I believe in you. It's stayed with him. I mean, you think about the impact of the words. How many people do you think that you work with, okay? You're helping them in their, I believe it's like SEO and their marketing, right? In their digital space. And if they're struggling, it's hard. It's hard to build that awareness and grow that business online, right? What if one of those customers who were struggling a lot, you simply sent them a message and said, listen, I believe in what we're doing. I believe in your business and I believe in the messaging you're putting out there. And I know we're going to get this right. And that was it, right? It doesn't take much.
So we have an attorney client, one of our clients, and she's had a very rough go of about 10 months. And the story just simply is she went through a rebrand. And unfortunately, while the rebrand was necessary because of external reasons, it comes with online brand fatigue, meaning there's a disconnect. The old brand was here. The new brand is here. The new brand is not picking up the traction. The old brand is, and it's been challenging because logically she understood it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't convey the magnitude of what was going to happen because it's my understanding, right? Mm. When someone goes through surgery and the doctor says it's going to be a long road back, for whatever that situation may be, that's logically okay. But the person who goes through it doesn't know what that means until they start the process.
That's right.
And they often, to your point of belief, start to question whether they can do it, is what I think I heard you say. So it's funny, I just jumped back to this conversation 2 weeks ago, and I remember telling her what you just said. It was something. We were on the phone though, or a Zoom, of course.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, you will be the most prominent attorney in your area when this is all done. It's taken some time to rebuild the pieces, but I know this is going to happen. And so it's almost to your point of that belief factor. It's not the actual work of the work. It's the fact that do they even believe that it's going to work?
So I love that story because this is a piece that we see people miss, okay, a lot of times when it comes to existing clients. This is a journey, right? Like people pay you and they're going to work with you for the long haul toward whatever that end result is or an ongoing thing, right? And so when you serve people in long-lasting relationships, we all have these moments where we're questioning our investment or our decision or our choices, right? It happens often immediately after we say, yep, let's go sign the contract.
Right.
And as the business leaders, and I see this in our clients all the time, it's really easy and it's a win. We have to acknowledge it's a great thing to do. I'm going to send you a welcome package and I'm going to tell you how wonderful it is. We're working together and celebrate that. But then we forget about everything else in between the rest of that journey. And the fact that there are so many other little moments that happen in between there, that with simply just your words, you can build the most long-lasting relationship, the most meaning, that you would give them something to celebrate you, you know, I don't know what the saying would be, far and wide, right? If you just acknowledged it, validated them. And so if this person is struggling, you know, how many of us know business owners who, you know, through COVID had tough times or, you know, they couldn't bounce back? What if we simply sent a card or an email? I don't care, but acknowledge, I know you're having a tough time. Hang in there and give them the story about what it could look like when they are on the other side of that, because that then those words are motivating. And so we usually invite people, map out their client journey from the moment you say the client says yes to you to whatever the end result is. And think about all the things that happen in that client's world or could potentially happen in between, because those are opportunities for acknowledgement, either positively because they achieved it, or maybe it's motivationally, right? Helping them stay the course. Those are huge opportunities.
I love this micro touch idea where you can think through the entire journey of it. You know, my former business partner, he was often to say, specifically to the world of pre-customer acquisition to post-customer fulfillment, is that from a sales perspective, many salespeople screw it up because they work so hard through the acquisition process, the relationship building, the trust building. They're there, they're Johnny on the spot, they're emailing, they're da-da-da-da-da. The customer says yes, and they forget that that normal psychological thing called buyer's remorse sets in. Even if they were excited about the decision, even if they believe it, somehow the minute they tell someone they did that thing, now all of a sudden, buyer's remorse sets in, and then the salesperson goes to get the next sale.
Yeah.
But the company, and that might be their job, but in a smaller business where maybe you're the sale person and you're still involved with account management or fulfillment, he said it this way. He goes, you think the sale just ended. They think the sale just started.
Yeah.
The journey just started for them because they made a decision.
Yep.
And so what you just described was this next component, which is now they're a customer. Now what? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen month one? What's going to happen month two? What's going to happen month 12? And where are the potential trouble spots emotionally for you to try to I like to use the word orchestrate, meaning orchestrate these conversations around. I got taught this 20 years ago, as a matter of fact. It was the same company that taught me about doing gifting back then, my coaching company back then. And they said, you already know what's going to happen, but they don't.
That's right. That's right.
You know what's about to happen. So when you know that there are going to be moments of highs and lows, meet them there. For example, I'll take you back. This is 20 years ago, but it's still relevant. I think it still probably still happens today. I was in the real estate and lending industry. And in the mortgage process, generally speaking, it was a 30 to 45 day process, unless the market was going bananas.
Yeah.
Which it always seems to be going bananas. But, right. But what we also knew was there was a period of a lag between week 2 and 3, generally, where there was just nothing happening. Because the product was in, the loan was in underwriting, the appraisal was going through the appraisal process. There were a lot of these unknowns. And they taught us to tell a story about an airplane flight, meaning as a customer, you get a ticket to get on an airplane to fly from, let's say in my case, from Las Vegas to Wisconsin.
Yes.
And the itinerary says, I'm going to leave at 3 and arrive at 7, making up the numbers. And that's all I know. And I'm the unsuspecting customer. But the pilot and the crew get the same itinerary. Now, my job, my desire is to arrive safely in Wisconsin at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Their job and their mission and their responsibility is to fly us there safely. On time would be a bonus, right?
Yes. You know,
so often as consumers, we get it twisted. No, safely is it's most important.
Yes.
Getting there on time is a nice second. What they taught us was about the level of unknowns. Neither the pilot or the crew really know what's going to happen once the plane gets off the ground. Heck, they don't even know if they're going to get off the ground on time until they hear from the tower about how long the delay might be to get. So they taught us to tell a metaphor of a story of unknowns. But the reason they told us this idea and had us relate it to the mortgage process was because we didn't have an answer for their anxiety. We couldn't close the loop on their anxiety because there was just a window where you don't know what the appraisal is going to be. You don't know if the loan is going to get approved. You don't know if there's going to be conditions. You don't exactly know if it's going to close on time. We all have goals and objectives. We all have the same plan. We all have the same itinerary.
Yeah.
But we don't know if the appraisal is going to say the roof has to be repaired, which could take 3 weeks. So I think to your point, it just made me go back to that thought because you're saying thinking forward in terms of where are these engagement points that you can step in to say, hey, I see you. Hey, I understand. And you know what? I care. And So is that what you're saying? I know I tried to bring a story in, but is that what you're talking about?
Yes, 100%. We have some immigration attorneys who have been doing this really well, and you're just watching their businesses skyrocket.
Really?
And I asked them, they work with us to send welcome packages and then celebration and all these different touch points.
Nice.
And they spend a lot of money. And I interviewed them and I said, why are you doing this? Because at any given month, they'll send us a list of, 50 to 100 clients to send out these gifts. So why is this important to you? And what they said is you can find any number of immigration attorneys. You do a search and there's a lot of them, but not many of them can place themselves in the customer's shoes and understand and empathize with just how massive this decision and investment is in that client's life and understand what they're going through and all of that fear and anxiety. And because it's a long road and there's unknowns, all those things you just said. And they said, so if we can be that person to celebrate their decision, thank them for their trust, show them we care. I mean, these people sign the message from your family at law firm such and such, right?
Wow.
Like they are showing you, we are part of this with you. And then they have proactively along the way, they know what issues or questions you might start to anticipate after 3 months of waiting and 6 months, right? And so they are dripping things into the customer's hands, thinking for them, all to help manage that anxiety and the unknown.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's what a good experience looks like, right?
What businesses should be thinking about this today, because we could easily say every business, but what comes to mind in my mind for sure are service-based businesses where there are failure points, right? Not intentional failure points, but just points of opportunity where just through the natural occurrence of the delivery of the service, and I'm not saying products are not that way, but what types of businesses could benefit today from really tapping into this gap in emotional connection to not just send gifts, because that's what we're talking. How do we deepen the relationship? What companies, industries do you see most often that could benefit from this?
Well, you think you nailed it. It's definitely, we describe it as like your trusted advisors. These are the companies where you want to establish a relationship for the long term. And oftentimes, you're delivering something intangible that you can't necessarily guarantee or promise, right? So how do you earn the trust and keep it and do it in such a way that you are their go-to and they want to tell everyone. So, your financial advisors, your CPAs, your bookkeepers, your agencies, I mean, the stuff you deliver long-term, you can't promise the traffic and the, sales, attorneys, all of these things, or all of these industries, similar type of relationships required.
Do you have any metrics, data points, case studies on the, because there's an investment, right? There's an investment, but there's an investment in everything. Just for everyone listening, everyone knows there's an investment in building relationships long-term, whether you're investing in going to a networking group and you're going to be there every Wednesday, you're going to be investing. That's an investment. And then in some of those groups, you have to have one-on-one meetings. It doesn't matter. From that to going to conferences, to industry, everybody knows there's an investment. But everyone also likes to know, but what is the ROI of this activity? Because some of us are so, especially in this digitally, technologically sophisticated world where metrics are so visible today.
Right.
Talk about if there's a way to.
Yeah.
What can businesses see on the upside of this type of investment?
Yeah. So we definitely have some very specific case studies of, and I can give you a couple, but then there's also the softer side of things, right? Like I can tell you, this will save you time in your conversion process. Everybody's going to be different, right? Selling, like you still got to do the work to engage what comes out of that. But for example, you talked about the mortgage industry. We have some clients that came to us because they had been trying to manage this on their own in their office. And they tried to hire someone to do it. You know, it wasn't working. And one of the agents said, or the broker said, I know for a fact that when I was doing this consistently, my business was up 30% referrals. Wow. Because I watched the numbers come in. And the thing is, like, you know, they're gifting to their strategic partners, thanking them for the referrals. They're nurturing that relationship. This isn't even the customers themselves.
Yeah.
And look at the boost you can give. We have another client who, on the lead side, they're authors. And so they wrote this book, they give it away for free as their lead gen. And I'll tell you what the book does. And you can do this with any book. If you have a book that relates to what you do or the goals that you achieve, you can use any book. But what you want to do is you want to relate it to show them understanding. So this particular agency, they send out every person who requests it can have their book. If you think they spend, you know, 30 bucks all in on mailing this book. So we measured it over the course of 3 months. They spent $3,000 mailing out all these books to leads, telling them, hey, check out chapter 6. This is exactly what you're, you know, looking for or what you're working with. They converted 10 times that to become clients. Wow. Because you've shown them, like, my goodness, if these people are this generous and I'm not even working with them, what am I going to gain by engaging with them?
Yeah.
The other thing I can tell you on the soft side of what this does is, remember how we were talking about if someone's struggling to achieve the milestone? What you're going to see with your clients, if you start to look for what are people working with to acknowledge them, but you see that a number of people are always kind of struggling to get to X milestone, that's a good indicator of a potential upsell for you. Like, how could you improve and help them get to that? Like, it's opening opportunities for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hitting home. It's hitting home. And I mentioned that a couple months, well, you and I talked offline that after that little mini workshop we were in together, that even just thinking about the conversation we had, I'm sorry, it was after the workshop.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of some of the practices that I'd kind of fallen away from myself. And I think I made the comment earlier before we started the recording that our text message thank yous, they just don't mean quite the same. And yeah, we could even put the emoji in there. And we can put the GIF in there. And I think all of those are sort of this idea of saying, do a little bit more to show the meaning of the word to me using the GIF or the emoji. But I think that to your point, this reconnecting at the human level and doing just that one extra little thing. And so tell us how your company solves that problem, like from a orchestration process. When someone comes to you, let's just workshop my business, if you will. I'm now your customer and I say that I want to send a welcome gift. I know that that's the easiest of the things to do, but I want to send a welcome gift to every one of my new customers. How does that work when you're fulfilling it third party? Just walk us through the process.
Yeah, we usually it's usually an ongoing service. We certainly do like one-off campaigns and things like that. But part of why it's an ongoing service is because we get to understand you and your brand and how you want your clients to feel. We get to have a better sense of how to represent your brand in a physical space so that we can make recommendations that have the potential for greater impact for you. Mm-hmm. So during like the onboarding, we're going to cover like, what are the touch points that are important? Is it your leads that you need help with? Is it your existing clients? Or maybe it's even your team, right? So there's all these categories of relationships that we'll tap into. And then we're going to make proposals. Some people come to us and they know what they do and they just don't want their team. They want to outsource it, right? And so we'll pick that up and we'll run with that. But for those who just don't know how to get started, don't know what to say, don't know what to do, like we will help plan that. And then we're going to help you kind of monitor what's happening and figure out the best approach to earn you more of that engagement. Usually what we start to see happen is they'll clients will start, let's get this smoothed out. So let's go with the welcome gift and let's go with a birthday. And inevitably, once they start mailing these things and they start receiving that engagement, we start to see them increase what they're doing because there is this return that you as the giver receive that is so encouraging. So all of a sudden you'll come to us and you'll say, you know what? I just found out that they're getting married. Let's send them a wedding gift. Or, you know, so-and-so had a baby. And all the things start to grow because it's rewarding. And there's so much in it when you're doing it right, right? Like, and I don't know. It's exciting. It's so, I get so excited about the whole thing.
Well, and it shows, right? And I think this is an area where I say that, like in my mental model, what you do as an expert fits into what we call our step five process, which is we're always telling our customer, listen, Google costs for ads are not going down, neither are Facebook's, neither are Instagram's. Ad costs are going to keep going up because of one equation and one equation only, supply and demand. Someone could think, well, it's inflationary, right? No, it's supply and demand. That's how it drives everything. The more and more that advertisers push to digital, it makes things more competitive and it makes the cost simply go up. Mm-hmm. So in that case, if it's going to cost us more to acquire a customer, and it likely is, then what are we actually doing then to do what you do, which is how do we keep them? Number one, because lifetime value is forever. And by the way, lifetime value doesn't mean they're on a recurring subscription or a recurring contract. You know, you could be an emergency service provider and they had an emergency that day and you were the one who earned the business that day. Water heater goes out, air conditioning goes out, lock your keys in your car, you're a locksmith. So when I ask folks like that, the lifetime value of a customer, they'll tell me, well, I only make $400 on the water repair, or I only make $72 on the key replacement, or the key lock on lock. No. I said, that's not the question. The question is, what's the lifetime value of a customer? And what they misunderstand is they're telling me what they earned
the transaction
for the sale, right? Yeah. They told me what the customer acquisition value was. So where you're talking about is this enhancement of lifetime value. And it's not just how many more times they buy from you. It's also how many people they are now likely to refer you to, where you're not just shopping at the store across the street because it's on your way home.
Right.
You're deepening that emotional connection. And I think it's, I just don't know that in all my 12 years of running the agency, I've never met anybody like you who's built a business around literally this whole concept. And I just think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
How can listeners connect with you, learn more about you, learn more about the program, the process, the how you guys do what you do? How do people learn more?
Well, you know, like you sharing that you were inspired to do that. That's my goal. I want to inspire more leaders to invest in this. And whether it's on your own or with us or however that looks, that's what's important to us. And so on our website, The Expressory, so theexpressory.com, you will find some free resources. You can download a guide to help you design some of this on your own. But we've been hosting a monthly Q&A. It's a community of people coming together, talking about different relationship building topics, sharing more ideas and examples like this, and just really helping each other stay in this space of being consistent with how we're you know, building our relationships for our businesses.
I think it's incredible. If you're listening to this right now, we'll of course link up all of the ways to connect with Jamie in the show notes in the description below, wherever you're listening to this. But I really think this is, and it was so interesting the way serendipitously we ended up in this random, because the way I got to that workshop that you and I met at, yeah. which was digitally done, was literally from a random conversation and me complimenting someone on something I saw them doing. And they said, you ought to go to this workshop because I think da 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 da. And here it is that you and I now are months later on this show having a conversation about it. And it brought back to my awareness how important this really is, because I live, of course, in the world of digital acquisition. So yeah. a lot of what we're not paid to do what you do. I believe in it, but because I haven't, that's not what our customers have us do. We're on the sure. front end. And I think what you do is so much, it's so needed. So
thank you.
Last question. How did you actually get started with this?
Almost by accident. My background is in IT and e-commerce. And the business I started was handmade cards. Those handmade cards still exist. We handwrite all of our messages on cards made by artists.
Okay.
But it was business owners when I first launched that business that kept asking us, like, can you write these and send this? And when I put together, wow, you know, I mean, growing up in small business and watching how it used to be done, and then understanding they're struggling with this, like, it just all made sense. And so we evolved our way into this. And it's, I serendipitous, I guess. I just, at my core, I know this is what I'm meant to help with. It's just who I've always been. So
I celebrate you. Thank you so much for doing this work, because truthfully, the rate of return on relationships is way more than the rate of return on ads. Let me be clear about that. So the rate of return on relationships is far greater. It's exponential compared to your thinking you can make 2 times your ad spend, 4 times your ad spend. That's the world that people come to me for. That's what we do. It is, we can do it. But if you really build time in investing in relationship and deepening those relationships, and I think superficially we think we are, but I think what you've eloquently described today, there's another level of deepening the relationship. And I'm so grateful that you have an entity and a passion for this. And I'm hoping we can stay connected to support each other's businesses as we go forward. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This was a great conversation. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening to the show today, everyone. And if you are interested in connecting with Jamie, be sure to click on the links in the description or over on the show notes, and be sure to reach out to her, at least have a conversation about where this fits into your business. If you are listening to the show for the first time and you have not subscribed or followed, hit the follow button wherever you're listening to the show. And if you're an entrepreneur and you want to be supported in your journey to market, grow, and scale your business, I'd invite you to head over to growthdrivenentrepreneur.com and join our community. And if this is the first time you've heard my voice, I'm Daryl Evans, and I'm the host. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social at Mr. Daryl Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Daryl Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.